Miss an interview? Listen to it now at 1043thefan.com. Brought to you by First Bank. You work hard for your business, so should your bank. Talk to a First Bank business specialist today. First Bank. Business banking for good. Member FDIC.
Sports Radio 1043 The Fan. Every Saturday morning, it's Terry Wickstrom Outdoors. Terry takes you inside the outdoors. You know, hunting, fishing, camping. It's Terry Wickstrom Outdoors. Now, here's Terry.
All right, we're back and we're going right to the phones. Joining us is Nate Zielinski. My friend Nate, you know, you and I haven't talked on the radio in a while. I've either been traveling or you've been lost out in the wilderness somewhere.
I'll tell you, Terry, I am calling in from no other than probably the most remote hunting camp that I've ever been in my life. But luckily, there's a small cabin out here, and they have a 30-foot cell phone antenna booster to do this show. But luckily, I'll be heading home here real shortly, and we'll be back after it. But yeah, I have been harassing all the wildlife around Colorado the last several weeks. So it's great to be back on the show.
That's great to have you back. You know, they asked Daniel Boone once, they said, have you ever been lost? He said, no, but I was a little bewildered once for 3 days.
Exactly.
So what's going on, Nate?
You know, obviously, you know, fall is in the air amongst the state. You know, we keep talking about the fishing and the hunting, but I wanted to kind of do a quick update. You know, obviously we're in the heart of our elk and deer archery season in all the mountain areas. So that is going very strong. And it's also the opening day of the muzzleloader season, which is, again, is one of those much anticipated dates of the entire year. One of the most successful big game hunts in Colorado is actually this muzzleloader tag that's available, you know, starting right now this morning. So, you know, there's hunters spread out across the Rocky Mountain region, chasing elk and deer and bears. Pronghorn season still in effect, so there's a lot of hunting going on. But I just wanted to give a quick update because I keep getting calls and texts about the elk. Where's the elk at? Where's the rut at? You know, what's going on? So I think I want to just touch base on that real quick and just talk about what's going on with the elk in the state, what's happening. And we are really in the last, I said it started Tuesday, but really in the last 3 to 4 days, our rut activity in Colorado just went through the roof. Obviously, it's much like a spawning fish. Every year you get, you know, different things that make that rut happen, whether it's, you know, moisture in the grass or getting those first frost to make that grass start to wilt to really kick up it off. You know, the full moon, temperature, everything has an effect on it. But with the approaching full moon that we had last night and just kind of some cooler temperatures that rained from last weekend, really Tuesday, Wednesday of last week, almost statewide, we really heard the elk start to fire up. We heard the elk, you know, bugling heavily. We saw the bulls, you know, really starting to sort of form harems. Really all the signs of that rut activity really kicked off hard this week and has continued to stay very strong since then. So if you are an elk hunter, you know, hunting this week, or you're a muzzleloader that started today, you are in prime conditions. Now, with that being said, one thing that you will deal with, especially today, I mean, hopefully people are listening to this while out in the woods after their morning hunt, but really today and about the next 2 days, we will see some slight timing changes from these bulls, simply for the fact that this full moon does offer so much light at night, you get a ton of nighttime activity. So your daytime activity from these big breeding bulls is going to be very limited. So really, like, I was out this morning, we had amazing bugling action, but it only lasted about an hour into light. By 7:30 in the morning, these bulls were bedded down, simply for the fact that they started last evening or last night, and they rutted and bugled and did their thing all night because they have so much light that they rest pretty early in the day. So, again, that's one of the biggest things that I'd say we wanted to discuss is that you are going to have increased level of activity from these animals as the rut happens. But with that being said, also anticipate them bedding down fairly quickly in the morning just because they're so tired from being up all night and running so hard through the night. So, again, plan your hunt wisely. If you have a premium spot where you know there's elk, I would not waste time getting there in the morning. You know, I wouldn't hunt your way in real slow and get to your prime spot by 8, 9 a.m. If you have to leave, you know, in the wee hours of the morning, get there, get to your spot and put your premium hunting plan into place right at first light, because that's going to be the successful thing, at least why this moon is so big and bright. And the next couple days, 3-4 days, when it starts taming down a little bit, they'll kind of go back to their normal activity, and you'll definitely get an increased daytime activity, both morning and afternoon. But right now, plan on those animals' activity level being a little shorter, and just plan accordingly and make the most of it.
No, you're absolutely right. Those elk sound like a bunch of the guys I knew in college, up all night and then to bed pretty early in the morning. But it makes an effect. We are also headed, Nate, for it's going to be really warm this weekend, but then we're headed for more seasonal temperatures by the end of the week. And we're going to see the nights get a little cooler and maybe a little bit more cloud cover is what I'm seeing maybe by Thursday or Friday of next week. That'll probably affect it too, right?
Absolutely, 100%. Yep, and it's just, everything's just going to keep increasing. So you're going to see those activity levels just get better and better. With that being said, I will say just real quick while we kind of give some tips. Again, I've been in the woods since the opening of archery season. I've been following along with these elk and, really walking them through where they were in an extreme pre-rut where the bulls were together, bachelor groups, to going independent to now gathering cows. And we do change our approach somewhat. I think everybody in the state of Colorado wants to have that calling experience. We watch the videos, the TV shows. Obviously we can hunt these animals on water holes. You can spot and stalk. There's a million ways of how you would hunt elk in Colorado. But I think of all of them, everybody wants to have that calling experience. They want to hear that big bull bugling and come charging into a call. We do change things up slightly as this happens. So really in a couple days ago, early in this week, as these bulls were starting to show those heavy signs of rut, as the activity level started to peak, these bulls were gathering cows. So again, 4 or 5 days ago, I was doing a ton of cow calling because these bulls were really gathering cows and building that harem. Now, as we're kind of getting to the point to where these bulls have some harems, they have their cows, they've established that herd. So when they do that, a lot of times, sometimes that cow call can come somewhat ineffective. It's still going to work if you have a bull looking to gather cows. But right now we're starting to see that cow call not be quite as good as it was early in the week. And some of these bulls, you really have to read them individually. If you have a younger bull who has a bunch of cows, if that bull is maybe not quite mature enough to hold that many cows, that's a bull that's going to quiet down. That's a bull that's not going to be bugling as much because he knows he's in over a little of his head. He's very content with what he has, and he kind of quiets up. As where your bigger bulls, they're going to bugle. They're going to keep their cows together. They're going to do everything they can to defend those cows. So really right now, as we started building these harems, I love going into a calling situation as an immature bull. So this morning when I approached a couple of bulls that we were working on, these bulls had cows with them. It was an established harem. Guys go into it with this rip-roaring bugle, this really aggressive, mature bugle. And I went into it, almost squeaking. I was bugling, but real subtle. The beginning of my bugle, the end of my bugle was very timid. Almost acting like a very immature 2.5-year-old bull just looking to join a harem. So that's a bull that you can get close with because the herd bull, he knows you're coming. He's going to come investigate you. He's going to kind of, push you around and show that he's dominant, but it allows you to get very, very close to these animals. So that's kind of one of the tips I'd say really in the last, 2 days and going forth for the next couple days is going to be one of my biggest approaches. Instead of trying to call a bull a long ways to come to me, now that they have a harem, they're fairly content. I am going to them. I'm covering 90% of the distance in this calling relationship. Again, everybody wants to stand on a hillside, have a bull come to them. I'm doing a lot. I'm putting in all the effort to go to them because, again, I know they're established. I want to be that immature bull, and I just want to basically walk into his harem and create that shot opportunity. So that's probably one of the biggest things that I'm doing right now in the calling game. At least those are the questions people keep asking me, and that's the solution for that. If you're struggling breaking that distance, getting in close, you're struggling with the calling. Again, just now that they're understanding the kind of the mentality of where they're at in the rut, they have their cows, everything's getting pretty stable. Calling and working your way into that group is going to be your most successful way to get a shot on an elk right now in Colorado, pretty much statewide. And I will say that this has been a very consistent rut thus far. It's usually pretty kind of kind of spread out. You know, usually one portion of the state really fires up and then another portion. And, you know, the last couple of years, we've really had kind of a different rut activity. They obviously always rut, but it's really been kind of different portions. This is one of the first years I've seen in the last four or five years where the bulls are really running together. I mean, from, you know, from the east side to the west side, north and south, it's pretty consistent statewide right now from what I'm hearing, which is a great thing. So definitely, if you're out there, just take the tips that we're giving you and put them into play, and hopefully you can create your success.
Nate, you have a seminar coming up for people who are, if you're enjoying this in-depth scouting, I mean, Nate and I preach scouting, getting ready for hunting, and we don't want you to not hunt if you don't scout, just temper your expectations. But Nate does a lot of the scouting, and he gives you a lot of tips. Nate, you've got a seminar coming up with friends at Sun Power Sports. Tell me about that.
Absolutely. You know, we really are building this seminar for those guys that have that first rifle tag. So again, one of the premium hunts in Colorado is that first rifle tag. That's going to be an elk only tag for bulls and cows. I believe that first rifle tag starts October 12th. So we have a seminar. I can look at my calendar. It's October 1st or 2nd, somewhere right there, early October. We have a seminar at Sun Power Sports. It's on a Tuesday evening, I believe at 6:30 p.m., and we are going to literally walk you through exactly what you should do to have that success on that first rifle tag. I'm going to talk to you about the difference of calling during a bow season and calling during a rut versus calling to this post-rut animal that is still rutting, but he's in large harem. So I'm going to teach you how to use calls during the rifle season to create that success. We're going to talk about how to approach an area, how to, you know, have your wind right. So we're going to really walk people through their exact situations of what they should be doing in that first rifle hunt to create that success. And we always, last year we had probably a dozen people bring maps, you know, saying, hey, here's where I'm at. This is my situation. Here's where I camp. Here's where the bulls are. How would you approach it? And I'm happy to do that. I can sit down with everybody at this seminar, highlighters. I'm happy to walk you guys through, you know, the things that I personally would do, teach you about the thermals, the wind, how to approach it, the distance to which you should and shouldn't be calling at, all those type things to walk you through that hunt to hopefully eliminate as much error as possible to create that more success on that hunt. So, again, that'll all be at Sun Power Sports.
It's October 1st.
Early October there.
It's October 1st. October 1st. And I believe if you register on Facebook at Sun Enterprises or Sun Power Sports, that you do get a gift when you show up.
Perfect.
So you get a gift.
Everybody should do that again. And no matter what you're hunting, even if you're not an elk hunter, you're a deer hunter, a bear hunter, I promise this seminar will be worth your time. Come by. We do not let any questions go unanswered. So happy to work with everybody on their situations and get them dialed in.
30 seconds, Nate. I know you've been in the woods a lot, but your guys have been out. If you're going fishing, where would you go?
You know, right now, again, I hate to keep, you know, beating it up, but Spinney Mountain Reservoir, it just continues to be such a producer right now for us. We're back to those 50, 60 fish days for big trout, and they moved up shallow. So they kind of went to a routine where they went shallow and they went deep. Now they're back shallow. So they're extremely aggressive, shallow water, reaction style type fishing. Those big trout, you cannot beat that bite. Whether throwing streamers with a fly rod, conventional tackle, that bite is on fire. We're also seeing some giant pike coming as that fall pattern happens, as that water temperature starts to drop. But Spinney Mountain Reservoir right now would be my pick to go if you're looking to fish here in the next 10 days or so.
All right, my friend. And if you want more knowledge, you want to book a trip, folks, Tightline Outdoors on Facebook, Tightline Outdoors on all social media, and tightlineoutdoors.com. Thank you, my friend.
Thank you so much. We'll talk to you soon.
All right, Nate Zielinski, a great resource. We're going to take a quick time out. We come back, we're going to take you up to North Park and Lake John, where the fishing is also really turning on here on Terry Wickstrom Outdoors on 104.3 The Fan.
You work hard for your business. So should we. That's why First Bank offers commercial real estate loans, business lines of credit, and online cash management solutions. With tools and services designed to make your business run easier, your day could have less this and more this. Visit eFirstBank.com/business to learn more. First Bank, business banking for good. Member FDIC. First
Bank. Banking for good.